Hey, now, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, so everybody's trying to figure out, I don't care who you are, but everybody's trying to figure out, how am I going to change the dynamic of the situation that I am in? How am I going to recover from failure? How am I going to recover from financial woes? How am I going to recover from this relationship situation that I've gotten into? How am I going to recover from this life situation that I have fallen into? How am I going to recover? Well, let me tell you something. First of all, my big brother Les Brown always says, if you can look up, you can get up. But I have a specific message for you today. I want you to look at the date. Now, I'm not going to say what the date is because this could apply to any day of the year. I want you to take this message and I want it to become a universal truth for you any single day of the year that you are facing difficulty. Because the truth is, the answer is that if you are trying to change a thing, if you are trying to change your money, if you are trying to change your financial story, I've got one thing to say to you. It takes two. Okay. I'm back. All right. So we all know that song, right? It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. Well, guess what? The Bible says that one can slay 1,000 and two can slay 10,000. Now, it just doesn't double. It goes into what they call geometric progression. And what I want you to know is if you are willing to deal with these two things, it just takes two. It doesn't take a scientific degree. It doesn't take a whole lot of knowledge about everything. You don't have to know everything. All you have to know to do is to look right in front of you. It takes these two things. When I was broke down, under the ground, not knowing what to do, embarrassed, ashamed, trying to recover from my money situation. And even now, when I counsel students all over the world, I've got students on every single continent except Antarctica. I don't know anybody who's come from Antarctica, but I've got students from all over the world. And I tell them it's these two things. It takes two. It takes truth and it takes love. You see, there are a lot of mistakes I made financially because I felt like, well, if I love my grandma, I remember buying my mother and my grandmother a home to live in because I didn't want my grandmother to be in the projects anymore. I didn't want, her to be unsafe, although it was probably a safer neighborhood than many. You know how it is when you grow up in a neighborhood. Everybody else calls it bad, but you know everybody, so it's good to you. But the point is, I was moving on up like the Jeffersons, and I no longer wanted her to be there. So my love for her made me abandon the truth. And the truth is, I was not ready. So if I take truth and love, yes, I love my grandmother. So here's what I'm going to do to help her. But let me also do it within the truth. You see, it takes truth and it takes love. What about those instances where you go out and you shop for your kids for Christmas and so on and so forth, and you do all these things because you say you love someone, or because you are in lust with someone, or whatever it is? Does it line up with the truth? So I'm going to talk about how we can take these two things, truth and love, and apply it to one of the main things that is keeping us from being financially free. I call it the five F's. There are F's that are keeping us from being financially free. And the first F is feelings. Have you ever been in a situation where your feelings have gotten in the way of you making a wise decision? Your feelings, when you go to the grocery store for toothpaste and walk out with $179.47 worth of stuff you don't need, and you went in the grocery store just for the toothpaste, but see, when you walked in there, you got a shopping cart. You know you don't need a shopping cart for toothpaste. When you went in there with the wrong feelings, thinking that you were going to find something new that you love or sit there. this, that, and the other. And let me tell you, I've been there and I've done that. But feelings are one of the F's that will keep you from being financially free. I'm in love with him. I'm in love with her. Now, your boo done turned into a who, what, when, where, why, or how much. We don't know what happened to them, where they're going, but we get into these situations. We make these decisions off of our feelings. Some of the feelings that show up are guilt. How many of us have ever made a purchase or committed to a promise that we could not keep, or went and did a thing, mortgaged our house or whatever the case may be, because of guilt? Guilt is a feeling that will keep you from being financially free. What about shame? How many times have you gone out to eat with your peers knowing you couldn't afford it because you were too ashamed to say you couldn't? How many times have you engaged in an activity that cost you money and you didn't want to back out because you didn't want to be the only one, because you were ashamed to admit that you simply did not have the money to do it? How many times have we let feelings get in the way of us being financially free? What about anger? Yeah, anger can do it too. Sometimes you're so angry with a person, or you've got a spouse, or you've got a significant other, and now because you're angry, you go out and spend money in retaliation. How many times have we done that? You see, these feelings are keeping us from being financially free. But guess what? It takes two. It takes truth. Is what I'm doing lining up with the truth? Okay, yes, I'm mad at him. I'm mad at her. Or I feel guilty about this. I feel guilty about that. I know lots of people who still have kids in college who are not doing the work. They're getting failing grades, all because you feel guilty, or you feel some type of way because you didn't go to college or you didn't get to go. But the truth is, you can't afford it. The truth is, the student doesn't want it. The truth is, they're not even getting good grades in it. And if you actually love them and yourself, then we can get to a place where truth and love can get us to a better decision. It takes two. It's the five F's that are keeping us from being financially free. And we have to get this, because the harvest is here and the time is now. Your season isn't coming. It's here today.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Okay, so what is the action of the day? What is the word of the day? The action of the day, as we prepare for this learning opportunity, the action of the day is to go and get a partner. Go get someone who is going to be on this path with you. Get a coach, get a mentor, get a friend, get a family member, somebody who wants to be financially free, somebody who wants to make their money grow, somebody who's sick and tired of being sick and tired, somebody who wants to leave broke behind. Go and get that person, okay? Because one can slay 1,000 and two can slay 10,000. The word of the day is 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And it literally gives us the ability to overcome the things that are going to try to come against us. It says, no temptation has come upon you except what is common to humanity. So these problems that we have, these are common things. Everybody has them. People who tell you that they don't, they're probably lying, okay? It says, but God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way out so that you may be able to bear it. You might just need to go get out. Go to asklynn.org. Get in your classes. Get your stuff together. Get your money straight. Get your business in order. Let's just do it, because the harvest is here and the time is now.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
Okay, so there are five F's that are keeping you from being financially free, but guess what? It only takes two. It takes two to break out of the bondage of the things that we have been in. Now, let me just say this. This is very important to understand. It's going to take a lot of undoing to undo the doing you have done. Let me repeat. It's going to take a lot of undoing to undo the doing you have done. So be patient with yourself. Let me explain it this way. There are 365 days in a year. If you are 10 years old, that means you've been living for 3,650 days. If you are 20 years old, that means you have been living for well over 7,000 days. If you are 40 years old, that means you have been living for well over 14,000 days. And the list goes on and on and on. So the truth is, your financial DNA is the makeup of all of your beliefs, your systems, your habits, and your values that you have accumulated over thousands and thousands and thousands of days. So you got to be patient with yourself in this undoing. It's going to take a lot of undoing. You are not going to be free in the physical realm tomorrow if you are bankrupt today. You are not going to be free in the physical realm tomorrow if they are coming to repossess your car in an hour. But you can be free in the spiritual realm. You can be free mentally and you can be free emotionally. So that's why it's going to take us mastering these five F's. Every single time you are facing a financial decision that you think is going to lead you down a path where you don't want to go, I want you to ask yourself, it takes two. Or I want you to say to yourself, it takes two. And then ask yourself, does this line up with truth? And does it line up with love? The next F, the first F that was keeping us from being financially free is feelings, okay? Feelings that get out of control. And the truth is, money is not emotional. We are. Money does not get angry. We do. Money does not play favorites. We do. Money is not emotional. As a matter of fact, money is one of the most objective, reliable resources you can depend on. Why? Because I've said it before and I'll keep saying it again. Because 1 + 1 = 2. Mathematically, it won't change. No one can decide, you know what? Well, 1 + 1 = 10 today. No, it does not. 1 + 1 = 2. So you might not be able to depend on the weather. You might not be able to depend on your family members. You might not be able to depend on that significant other. You might not be able to depend on something else or someone else. But guess what? You can always count on math to add up. So feelings, we want to remove our feelings from these financial situations that we are in. And we want to say it takes two. It takes truth and it takes love for me to make a better decision. I love this furniture set, but guess what? The truth is I cannot afford it. So guess what? It goes. I love this new outfit, but the truth is I don't have an emergency fund. I love going out with my friends to eat, but the truth is I can't afford it. And when I start applying the truth to the things that I love, I realized that I could still love the thing, but the truth would put me in a position where I can also broadcast. I could say, hey, I'm standing up in this thing and I'm standing up in it with righteousness. And guess what? I may love it, but the truth is I cannot afford it. The next F that's keeping us from being financially free is family. Okay, I want you to write that one down. Family. Now, let's just get this out of the way. Am I saying that you are to dismiss your family? Absolutely not. Am I saying you are to ignore your family? No, I'm not saying that. Am I saying that when you get to the next level that you are supposed to leave your family behind? No, I'm not saying that. But let me tell you what I am saying. Family should not hold you hostage. All too often in our community, when someone graduates or someone goes to college or someone gets the big job, they think that you are, you making it big. You've got a big job in New York City, or you got a big job in Los Angeles, and everybody's counting your check, but your check can't even count itself because it's so little. Okay, everybody's counting your check. And so people start calling you, hey, baby, can you come and do this? Or, hey, can I borrow that? And you feel, let's go back to that other F, you feel guilty. Guilt is the first sign that you should probably not acquiesce to a request of a family member. So a family member calls you and says, hey, I need some money for X, Y, and Z. If you feel guilty, I'm telling you, you should probably feel no. Because if you say yes, you should say yes with power. If you say yes, you should say yes with authority. If you say yes, you should say yes because it's the right thing to do. Not because you feel guilty about doing it. And let me say something to you also. You know, we were at a funeral, and I have family members who've sent me DM messages, and I didn't see the DM message. And then they told me, well, you out there helping everybody else, but you don't want to help your own family. And then I've had family members just blurt out at an event, at a funeral, at a family gathering, Lynn, can I borrow $5,000? Lynn, can I borrow $2,500? Let me tell you something. Just because someone asks you a question does not obligate you to respond. Let me repeat. Just because someone asks you a question, it does not obligate you to respond. So if you send me a text message asking me to borrow some crazy amount of money, we haven't had a discussion about it. I just get it. I don't have to respond to that. You see, a lot of times we feel guilty because family has put us on the spot. We feel guilty because a loved one, a significant other, they want to start a business and they know that you've got some money saved. So now you feel some type of way. The answer is no, I don't have it. I remember my uncle, God rest his soul, one of my favorite uncles, well, all of my favorite, but this was my uncle. He could have been the president of the United States of America. I am telling you, he was the mayor of the projects. Oh, let me tell you, he was. And there was a time he was going through a drug problem, and I rode up to my grandmother's house. This was my father's mother, not Grandma B. This was my other grandmother. I drove on up in my new little white Lexus, and I'm looking good, and I've got a nice bag and all this stuff. And he asked me to borrow $50. Now, I know for a fact he was going to go smoke something. I know it. I felt guilty. So I gave it to him. I said to myself, how am I going to tell him no? He knows I have it. So sometimes they come and approach you because they know you have it and you really can't say no. But Susan Taylor said this. It changed my life. She said, guess what? No is a complete sentence. When you say no, you don't have to back it up with an explanation. When you say no, you don't have to offer a dissertation. When you say no, you do not have to be subject to an interrogation. The answer is no. Because see, you say no, and then all of a sudden your no becomes a no because I did that, honey. And by the time you get through talking, you done gave the people the money, the house, the car, you done gave them everything, right? And what are they going to do with it? So it takes two. Yes, I love you, uncle, but the truth is I don't have money for you. Or the truth is, brother or sister, yes, I love you, but I don't have money for this. Let me tell you something. Here's another thing family members do. They call you and you think you're about to just talk about the weather or whatever's going on, and they start telling you all their problems. Honey, tell them all your problems back. Child, I got 3 kids in college. Let me tell you, I got to pay my rent, my light, my gas, my mortgage. Guess what? It takes two, and we're going to keep on talking about it.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaire's Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaire's Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So, yes, there are five F's that are keeping you from being financially free.
But it takes two. It takes two. That's all it takes is two things, truth and love, to get out of the bondage of a decision that you are trying to make, to get out of a trap that you feel like you have been set up in, to get out of a you know, a wishy-washy kind of a thing that doesn't feel good to you. Because the truth is, if we actually deal with the truth and if we love ourselves enough to acknowledge it, when we make a financial decision that does not sit well with us, we know it. Even when we go spending too much money for Christmas toys and you haven't paid your rent. Even when we go and buy that nice car to impress our friends. I actually have friends or people that I know, associates, who will buy a car that they cannot afford in order to impress this next F. So the first F was feelings that'll keep you from being financially free. The next F is family. We're not going to abandon family, but we're going to deal with the family in truth and in love. And the answer is no. You know, we have a process in my household, my marriage. I've been married to a man who I love and who I feel loves me. I've never had any reason to doubt it. We argue over things like toothpaste, you know, silly things like that. But we've been married for over 26 years. We have three beautiful daughters. My grandmother, God rest her soul, I think her greatest joy in life was, or one of her greatest joys in life was knowing that there was someone here on this earth taking care of me. So my husband, Demetrius, if you're out there listening, I love you, baby. But in our family, in our household, when his family members want to borrow money, they come and ask me. Now, who's trying to ask me for anything? They'd probably rather go jump off the mountain instead of coming to ask me. And when my family members want to borrow something, they go and ask him. Now, I'm probably going to, I have a tendency to be softer with people I know, believe it or not. Although I can easily say yes, and I can also no, I can also very easily ignore you. Let me be clear. I can easily say no, and I can also easily ignore a request that I feel is coming from a place that is not honorable, integral, loving. Like if you try to guilt trip me into something, it's just really not going to work. But there are situations where I may want to help someone and so on and so forth. And I've got a budget each month for giving. If someone asks me, hey, and I want to do it, then this is what I do. But outside of that, and in most situations, if you have a major request, you got to go ask my husband. And let me tell you, he looks straight until you know. He don't even think about it until you know. Like I'm, you know, probably, you know, feeling a little type of a way. I'm going to go pray about it. And then I'm going to call you and I'm going to explain to you. But what I have found is the other F that's keeping us from being financially free is friends. Your friends. Now, I know you and, you know, Keisha been best friends since you were two. I know that you and Antoine used to play, you know, basketball, football, and all that. You went to all the summer camps together. I know, but that was 20 years ago. That was 30 years ago. And so now you are on another path, and Keisha and Antoine don't want to come with you. Here's something that we all have to remember. If God has blessed you with a vision, He did not bless necessarily your friend with the same vision. That vision is for you to carry out. That vision is for you to manifest. That business is for you to bring into fruition. It's not everybody else's job or your family, your friends. It is not necessarily their responsibility. And it doesn't make them bad friends. Okay. So sometimes you are trying to get to the next level, but you're still hanging out at the club. Sometimes you're trying to get to the next level, but you are still trying to act like you cool. And then your friends will tell you, oh, you changed. Yes, I have. And you should too. And if you don't want to, that's fine. I accept you the way you are. But the truth is, yes, I have changed. Let me tell you something. Lynn Richardson, I have changed. Oh, absolutely. Let me tell you, I have been humbled. I have been set free. I have a whole new perspective. I understand what joy, peace, and harmony is. I am no longer worried, anxious, afraid, fearful. Yes, I have changed. So do not let your friends and what they think about you hold you back. Even more so, do not let what your friends have achieved intimidate you. Okay? So there is, I said before, shame and pride are all the same. The posture is down here, but the perception is someplace else. And if your friends have advanced further than you, it's okay. Jealousy is the number one way to block your blessing. Envy is the number one way to block your blessing. So do not let your friends, whether they don't want to come along with you or whether they've gone along ahead of you, don't let your friends keep you from being financially free. Listen, you also want to surround yourself with people who have been where you are trying to go or who are going where you are trying to go. Your network determines your net worth. If you have 5 broke friends, you're going to be number 6. If you have 9 broke friends, you're going to be number 10. Let me tell you something. And it doesn't mean that you isolate yourself from people who don't have, quote unquote, the amount of money. And I'm not talking about an amount. I'm talking about broken in spirit. I'm talking about broken in motivation. I'm talking about broken. You could be best friends. I could make $1 million. You could make $100,000. We could be best friends because it's not equal giving or equal earning. It is equal opportunity. It is equal love. It is equal truth. Those are the things by which we are to measure our friendships. So there are 5 F's that can keep you from being financially free, but it takes 2, truth and love. You can love a thing. You can love a person. You can love a friend. But what does the truth tell you to do? It is time to walk in your blessing. The harvest is here and the time is now. Okay, so there are 5 F's that are keeping you from being financially free, but it takes 2. That's all it takes. It takes truth and love to get out of the bondage, whatever it is that you are in, a decision that you made that you want to unmake, a mistake that happened. Let me help you understand something. Truth and love means that you also deal with loving your own self. And after you acknowledge the truth about what you did, move on. Forgive yourself. Don't beat up on yourself forever. You know, when I was going through my financial situation, I disappointed a lot of people. And more importantly, I disappointed myself. Once I came to grips with what I did and I told the truth to the people who I loved and love, everybody who still had a problem, oh, well. Now, that doesn't mean that you are dismissive. It does not mean that you operate with arrogance, but do not let anyone hold you hostage for a mistake that you made last decade, last year, or even last week. Okay. Say you're sorry, apologize to yourself, ask God for forgiveness, ask them for forgiveness. If they give it to you, great. If they don't, that's fine too. But keep on moving. See, these feelings get us stuck in a hole of depression. These feelings can get us stuck in a hole of not moving. These feelings can get us stuck, and we do not want to be there. So the 5 F's that are keeping you from being financially free, the first one was feelings. The second one was family. The third one was friends. And we know that we're not abandoning our friends. But I certainly am looking, and I'm not, you know, one of those people, I'm looking to go make new friends. I've got enough friends. I've got enough associates. I've got enough family members. But if a new friendship manifests because there are mutual interests, I am not going to let my old friendships keep me from developing new ones. Let me tell you another thing about friends. Everybody didn't like Tyrone, or nobody liked Joanne. And growing up, everybody. But now Tyrone is successful. Now Joanne is doing some things, and you may want to partner with Joanne or Tyrone or whomever it is on a particular matter, but your old friends still have not gotten over whatever happened in 1992 or 1986, stuff that happened on the playground when you were outside at recess, okay? You've not gotten over that. Get over that stuff. Don't let these, innate or these outdated scenarios block you from your future. And sometimes you may have to go apologize to somebody because you know you were rotten in the past, or you know you did not have the best of intentions. One of my very, very good friends, she is like a sister to me. 20-something years ago, we fell out over some stupid stuff. It was just really ignorant and silly. And the truth is, I was a little jealous. I mean, although I was married with children and I had a degree, she had a level of freedom that I think I envied. Or, you know, she wore different kinds of clothes and here I was broke and trying to figure it out and so on and so forth. But it appeared to me that she had more than I had. And so I was a little envious. And so I'd say little snide remarks. And you know how we do. Everybody, y'all trying to sit up here, act like you so nice and innocent. Sometimes we have pride, we have anger, we have fear, we have envy. These are real things. And truth and love dictates that we will acknowledge these things. We will acknowledge them and then we will move on. So I saw her literally about 20 years later, and she was on social media at an event with several other people who I respect and honor and know. And in my heart, I knew that I was the cause of the breakdown of that friendship. And so I reached out to her. I sent her a message and I apologized. And I just told her, I said, I was in a bad place. I was envious. I apologized, this, that, and the other. She ended up responding back to me and apologizing to me. And she had just gone through a situation where a parent had died and so on and so forth. And let me tell you, we are building businesses together. We have traveled the world together. Like, we have done so many great things, all because I was able to, or because we were able to really, really deal with the friendship. So don't let a broken friendship, a broken relationship, keep you from being financially free. Now, it takes two. It just takes truth and it takes love. There's another F that's keeping us from being financially free. And this F is also keeping some of us fat. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I lost 100 pounds. I'll tell you all about that a little bit later. But it's food. We've got to get a handle on what we're putting into our bodies and how much we are spending on it. There are five F's that are keeping you free, but the time is here. The harvest is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So yes, there are five F's that are keeping you from being financially free, but guess what? It takes two. That's all it takes. It takes truth and love to reverse the curse. It takes truth and love to get back on the right course. It takes truth and love together. Okay, no more of this. I'm going to spend more money than I have because I love, my boo. No more. I'm going to spend money I don't have because I love my baby. No more. I'm going to spend more money than I have, or I'm going to go commit to things that I cannot afford because I love that color, or I've always loved this car. If you cannot afford it, if it does not fit, get rid of it. I've said that before. 1 + 1 = 2. If your stuff adds up to 10, it'll never, ever get into 2. So the first thing we want to do is deal with the truth and then attach some love to it. Okay. Cause love by itself can be blind. Love by itself can lead you over the cliff, and love by itself will have you broke and broken. And we want to leave broke behind and take our power back. So the first F was feelings. The next F was family. The next after that was friends. And this next F that's keep you from being financially free is food. Now, let me just be clear and let everybody know right here up front. I eat everything. Okay. The only thing I don't like is liver and sweet peas. But pretty much anything else I will eat. I eat pork in moderation. I eat fish. I eat chicken. I eat red meat. And what I have learned to do is listen to my body. I lost over 100 pounds. I'll talk about that in a whole nother show. And since then, I almost always eat protein and vegetables. I rarely eat red meat. But 1 year I was eating red meat 3 or 4 times a week. And it turns out that my iron was dangerously low. And the red meat helped me at least to sustain a certain level of iron. So I didn't check up out of here. Okay. So I believe that we should listen to our bodies and so on and so forth and eat in moderation. My grandmother passed when she was 98. She did not have any major illnesses. She just pretty much died of old age and she ate whatever she wanted, always in moderation. But food is keeping us broke. Whole Foods is taking your whole check. DoorDash and all the delivery places. Let me help you understand something. Go and get your money back. Okay. So I remember when I was really broke and the cereal at the grocery store was $1 a box. So it was 10 boxes for $10. So that was like $1 a box. I brought the cereal home. My children were like, "Mama, we don't eat that." "Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. You eat this cereal." "Uh-huh. Yes, you are. You're going to eat this cereal. So you're going to clip coupons. You're going to bargain shop. You're going to go pick up your own food." Now, if it's dangerous or something like that, and you think that you may need to, but you don't have to order from the delivery service every single day. You can go put your wig on, your socks and your shoes and your clogs and go jump in the car and pick that order up yourself. Curbside. Okay. Money doesn't talk. It walks away quietly and it walks away and it goes down our throats into our stomach and we've eaten up our wealth. Okay. So we are going to do better with this thing because your season is here. The harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
Yeah, there are 5 F's that are keeping us from being financially free, but it takes two. That's all it takes is it takes two. Look at the day of the year and take in the special meaning. It can be any day of the year. I want you to use this as a blueprint and a template for how you are going to make better decisions. Because it's one thing to get the money. It's another thing to keep the money. It's yet another thing to grow the money. And in order to get the money, keep the money, and grow the money, you are going to have to confront haters, naysayers, blockers, crab barrel leg pullers, folks who want to pull you down, people who tell you you can't. You're going to have to face these things on a daily basis. And it takes a lot of undoing to undo the doing we have done. And so sometimes we are met with the same mistake that we made 10 times before. And here's that same issue again. Are you going to make a mistake again, knowing what you know now? Or are you going to approach it with truth and love? That's all it takes. It just takes two. So the 5 F's that are keeping us from being financially free, again, feelings. We had family. We had friends. We had food. Okay. You're going to discount. You're going to shop. You're going to use your coupons. You're going to click those coupons that come in the mail. You're going to go online. You're going to download the app. You're going to use the rewards card. Every single time I go to the grocery store, and I do this intentionally, I let them ring everything up first, and then I give them my rewards card later after that so I can see how much money I saved. When my kids are at school, when they go grocery shopping and they have to go get household things for their apartment and so on and so forth, they go to a specific store and they have a little red card for 5% off. That 5% adds up. Okay. So feelings, family, friends, food. We're going to go pick up our own food. All right. Let's just do that. Okay. As a group. All right. Now, if you're going to have it delivered, then have the group have it delivered and everybody pitch in. But we need to stop spending $25 on a $7 a hamburger meal, okay? Let's stop doing that, all right? You know I love y'all, but I got to say it. The last F that's keeping us from being financially free is fun. Some people have too much fun being broke. I'm just going to put it like that, right? And I was one of those people. You know, I was having fun. The one problem with me living check to Monday is I enjoyed it. I enjoyed buying things I could not afford. I enjoyed driving cars I could not afford. I enjoyed the accolades that I got from people. I enjoyed it. So if you are having a whole lot of fun and you broke, I'm going to tell you, you're probably having a little bit too much fun. Now, does that mean you need to be crying and depressed and broke down and under the ground? Absolutely not. It just means if you broke and having fun too, is that fun attached to a dollar? Let's extract the dollars. Let's get the peace. I found a peace that surpasses all understanding when I had gotten down to rock bottom, zero, and I was on food stamps. Because as long as I had a roof over my head, I said, I will never be homeless and I will not be hungry. For those who are in that situation, my prayer goes out to you. Go to asklynn.org and let's get your situation turned around. But I said, I will not be hungry and I will not be homeless. So if I've got those two things covered, then I'm good. The harvest is here and the time is now. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.